Bezras Hashem Yisbarech. Today's daf is Mem Dalet in Masechta Sota. It's the 1223rd daf in Shas. We've got quite a bit of work to do where we are up to in the daf. We're about 22 lines from the bottom of Mem Gimel Aveis. I hope my throat, as we enjoy and sing our way through Hanukkah, my throat will hold up also for the Torah. It's the throat, even on Hanukkah, is not just for singing, it's also for learning HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Torah. When we hear Besuras Tovos here from Artzeinu HaKadosha, today as I was walking to Shul, I noticed that there are many, many more security people around, guards, shomrim as we call them, around the schools and shuls. May HaKadosh Baruch Hu continue to protect us and send a refuah shalema. I mentioned yesterday that Gennady Chaim Nata ben Rea, he should have a refuah shalema. Our daf is going, where we are up to, is going to continue to discuss the halachos of Arla and the case of the Mishnah that had nothing to do with Arla at first glance. And that was the Meshuach Melchama, the Kohen Meshuach Melchama saying, whoever planted something new, go home. So once we start talking about something new, so then, of course, Arla is something that's new the first 3 years. It's prohibited to derive benefit from it. So we will continue discussing the halachos of Arla through Mem Dalid Amid Aleph. And then we'll talk a little bit about marriage and a newlywed and different halachos that relate to a newlywed. And then we will have a new Mishnah on the bottom of Mem Dalet Amid Aleph of the Shotrim that continues speaking to the people after the Meshuach Melchama, as we elucidated in yesterday's Amud. And then we'll finish with room to spare on Mem Dalet Amid Beis, Be'ezer Hashem, finishing Hadron Alach, Meshuach Melchama. So let's Be'ezer Hashem begin. V'lukma, Be'keren Shel Shnei Shutfim is where we're up to. It's approximately 20 lines from the bottom. First word on the line is Ba'orla. It's parallel to Rashi, Dibra Maskel Leket Shechon Peah on the left side, and parallel to Rashi, Dibra Maskel Lekoros on the right side. What we were discussing was the explanation of the Mishnah, where it emphasizes not only a regular new sapling, but even a harkava, even a grafting, the halacha is that one would go home for that. So Gemara asks, What is the chiddush? If we know that a young sapling you go back for, so if it's a young sapling, it's grafted with a young sapling, so why would you think that you wouldn't? So the Gemara suggests that we're talking about a young sapling that's grafted with an older sapling. And ultimately, that was the pshat that we had learned yesterday. Now the Gemara asks, V'lukma b'kerem shel shnei shutfim. Let us describe that the case of the Mishnah is not talking about a case of a young sapling grafted with an older sapling, as well as, you don't need to give the last answer, says Rashi, two lines from the bottom, in the right column, of where one of the saplings was planted for wood, while the other was lachila, which was the only way to explain the chiddush of a young sapling with an old sapling. Why don't we give it a different case? Bikarim shel shnei shutfim. We're talking about a vineyard of two shutfim. Dahai hadar adidei. Vahai hadar adidei. We're talking about where Reuven and Shimon grafted together. And the chiddush is that whatever Reuven grafted into Shimon, if it's a yalda, he goes back for his. Amar of Papa, or Papa answered, Zosomeris kerim shel shnei shutfim, ein chozer alav ma'arachim mochama. In such a case, it could very well be that one would not be chozer me'arachim mochama if we're talking about a kerim of partners. And that's why we didn't give that case, because by partners, then it doesn't have a din of chozer me'arachim mochama, only if there's a sole owner. U'maishna mi'chamisha achin u'meisech me'arachim mochama t'kulan chozerin. Asks Gemara, how's it different when you have five brothers and one of them died? So then in such a case, we say that all of them return. What we're referring to now is the halacha of Yibul. If you have five daughters, five sons, five boys, who are married to each one of them has the possibility of Yibum when one of the brother's wives dies. Now, if you have a phenomenon where you have five of those brothers, so then in such a case, every single one of them becomes Private Ryan, the Maven Yavin. In other words, without the Maven, the halacha is that all of them go back so that each one of them could possibly fulfill the mitzvah of Yibum. So in a way, they're also partners that is sending them back. Each one of them by themselves, in their own status, is only a potential fellow who's going to do Yibum. Of course, she'll only do Yibum with one of the four brothers. So they're, in a way, they're also like partners. Answers the Gemara, Hasam kol chad v'chad karina be ishtai. Each one of them, this is a very fascinating expression, is considered ishtai. In other words, each one of them, since they have the potential to marry the Yivama, are all halachically considered the Yivama's wife, even though only one of them will actually become the Yivama's wife. Baruch Hashem, in my Sefer, I discussed in Maseches Kedushin on Dav Dalid, Yisod Gadol of the Asvan Daraisa, in regards to Yibum, and that is whether, when it comes to Yibum, we consider the brother partially married through what's called Zika, that we've discussed in Yivamas, to the dead brother's wife. And it would seem from here that, wow, on a some level, every single one of them are considered ishto. And it's not the pshat that there's a chiyuv to do a mitzvah to do Yibum, but already when one brother marries his wife, on some level, all the brothers become married to her as well, due to the concept of Yibum. Fascinating. A little strange also. But that would come out, according to the Lashon of the Gemara, would seem to push us in that direction. Halacha l'maisa, obviously, we have to leave to when we learn Yivamas. Hachol kol chad v'chad lo karina be karma. However, when it comes to the vineyard, not everyone is considered the Baal HaKerem. The Shutif is that each one of them has 50%, but it's not his Kerem. Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak Amar b'mavrik Elon b'yerek. Chiddush of the Mishnah is that if you have a sapling that you grafted with a vegetable, and then the chiddush is that that sapling is still considered a tree, a sapling tree that would exempt the owner from going to Melchama. V'hai Tana hu desanya hamar v'chilam b'yerek. And who is this Tana? It's a Mishnah in Klayim. So now we're going to go from Arla to Klayim. What happens if you graft a tree with a vegetable? Rabbi Gamliel matir. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel says that it's not the Isser of Harkava, that you can't derive benefit that you're over the Yisra on. The Shita of Rabbi Shimon Gamliel is that one is not over the Isser of Harkava if you're makiv with the Yerek. Rabbi Yudim and Gamda Ish Kfar Akov, the Chacham Osram, they're of the opinion that it's Osir. And we're going to be following now the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel. Kesar Rav Dimi, Amar Rabbi Yochan, Hamani Rabbi Loza ben Yaakovi. When Rav Dimi came, he explained that it's following to the opinion of Rabbi Loza ben Yaakov. In what way? Lo Amar Rabbi Loza ben Yaakov. Amar refers back to a previous sugya that we did, Hassan, over there in the Brisa, where the Chachamim said that five ilanos of peros from other minim combined together. Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov disagrees. Hasam kerem ma'ashmo. Remember, we discussed the way to remember it. The easy way to remember it is the diagram on Rashi Mem Gimel Amud Aleph of a kerem. That's an important, very important diagram. Definition of kerem for klayim, for klay hakerem. What's considered a vineyard? So if it's grown in that formation, it's considered a vineyard. What happens if you have different minim, not a kerem? So Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov disagrees with the majority opinion, who says that's also a kerem. Therefore, says the Gemara, Hamani Elazar ben Yaakov, he lomer Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov asam kerem mashmo, hachanami meta kimashmo. He's of the opinion that it has to be a regular sapling, which is noteyain mavrich umarkiv lo, that only a noteya and not something that is grafted. What the Gemara has just done is gone back to a stira that we had yesterday. Yesterday, we had the opinion of our Mishnah that says that for grafting, you go back. And we had a brisa that says that you don't. Suggests Rabbi Yechanan that the case in which says that grafting, you don't go back, is a particular shita. Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov was a real purist. It's interesting. Chazal say about Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, Mishnaso Kavanaki. His learning was very pure. So he's a purist. And in this regard as well, he's a purist, where he says, nah, the only thing you go back on is a pure kerem and a pure tree. Grafted, that doesn't count. That's not a pure tree, and therefore you don't go back. And that's a new teretz of that previous question between the Mishnah and the Braisa that we had mentioned 12 lines from the top. Now we have another halach in regards to arla. If you have a sapling that's less than a tefach, there is a chiyuv of arla. Kol shenoseha, all of its years, the mischazia kveishata, because it appears as if it's 1 year old. In other words, even if it's past the time that it was growing, in other words, the years of arla, nevertheless, it's always going to be asur, because it appears as if it's young, and therefore people might think you've violated arla. Now the Gemara is just giving us other halachos from Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov in regards to arla. V'hani mili shtayim k'neged shtayim. And this only applies if you have a full kerem. V'achas yotzei zanav. Two by two rows in a square, and a third that you have going out from the bottom, which is the fifth. That's exactly the diagram we had in Rashi on yesterday's Amud. That's called a kerem. Avokule kerem, but if it's entirely a kerem, kola isle. So then in such a case, then it has a kol that this already has been growing for a while. According to this opinion, the only time we make the gzeira is when it's not an obvious kerem. Now, there is a halachic kerem of shtayim kineged shtayim v'achas yotzei zanav, but that's not enough to create a kol. But if you have a full kerem, so then there's a kol. The Rishonim spend a lot of time. If you take a look and you read Rashi like a lamdin, you'll see that Rashi is saying quite a chidush, and there is a Ramban. The Netziv discusses a new way of reading Rashi, where the Ramban questions Rashi. At the end of the day, why did the Gemara spell out that we had this special formation of two with two plus a fifth, if at the end of the day the contrast is to a kula kerem versus a case of where you don't have a full obvious kerem, you just have the halachic formation of a kerem. Just say that if it's not a kerem, so then, or it doesn't appear like a full kerem, so then in such a case, we make the gzeira. Full kerem has a kol. Some suggest that the simple reading of Rashi in Dibar Maskel Kol Islay is that Rashi is being mechadesh, that the only time there is an isur of arla is when there is netiyah achas and not a kerem shalim. Quite a chidush, the Netziv tries to reread the Rashi. The Gemara continues two lines from the bottom. Kyasar of Dimyam Rabbi Yechon Shum Lazim Yaakov, another halacha from Lazim and Yaakov. Meis tofes arba amis l'kriyishma. If there is somebody that died, you're not allowed to read kriyishma in front of him. It's based on the pasuk that Gemara is about to quote. D'chsiv loeg l'rash cheref oseu. That you're not allowed to ridicule anybody. And you have to be particularly sensitive in ridiculing a poor person. A rosh is someone who doesn't have anything. The interesting Rav Nevin Zal Shlita likes to darshan two-letter roots. So here, the two-letter word of Rasha is Rash, that he's empty. So here, the Loeg L'Rash is to read Kriya Shema in front of someone who can't, and that you're making the Niftar Ki'ilu feel bad, whatever that means, that the Niftar feels bad when you're reading four Amos within him. Amar Bitzchak Rabbi Yechon Shum Lazim Yaakov, Chargoso Higdila Bein Ha'achin. If you have a girl that grew up amongst other brothers, the case over here is that there are brothers who have a half-sister that she is from their father, but from another woman. So then, asura li nasei la'achim, they can't marry the brothers midrabanan the mischaza ki achdai, because it appears as if she's their sister. And the Gemara concludes v'lohi, and halacha is not this way. Kol isla milsa, and since the isra marrying sister is defined by one's mother, since she's not from their mother, then they're allowed to marry her. The Gemara now continues teaching us another psak of Rabbi Yochanan. Ve'amar Rabbi Yitzchak Amar Rabbi Yochanan, again, Mishum Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, Lechet Shikcha Upeya, Shasa Begorin. If one has Lechet Shikcha Upeya, which are hefker for the anim, that was done, though, in a silo, Hukpula Meiser, then it becomes Chai Midrabanan, because people think that it belongs to you, and therefore you have to take off Meiser. Amar Ula Lo Amar and El Besada, that only applies if it was out in the fields. I will be ear color Isla Milsa. People will know about it, and since people will know about it, then they'll know that's Leket Shichal Peah, which of course, since they're Hefker, are Pata for Meiser. From Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, Yolda Hapchusa Mitefach Ein Mekadesh, says Azran. If one has a sapling that's less than a Tefach, then it doesn't create Klayim, because it's less than a tefach, and it's not enough to be considered a vine to create klayim with other species. Rashi seems to suggest that the reason we're makel for this is anyhow the whole iser of klay hakerem with other zroim, like kanbus and luf, is only midrabanan, so then they never made that gezera. Some disagree with Rashi's pshat. The only time this applies is when it's a halachi kerem of a formation of five. Aval kulo kerem. But if it's an obvious kerem, it's a kerem godo that don't just happens to be the vines, don't reach a tefach, so in such a case, magdish, then it would create klayim. And that would be Rabbi Yochanan Elazar ben Yaakov l'shitaso earlier, where they said that we made gzeros on things that are not obviously a kerem, but when it's obvious to be a kerem, so then it has a different status. So to here, where mechalik, we differentiate between when it's an obvious kerem and it's only nisur derabanan as it is, versus when it's not an obvious kerem and only nisur derabanan we're mekel, but when it's an obvious kerem, then the gzerim derabanan will still apply. My tofis arba amis latum. There's a gzera midrabanan that we have in Olos, in Perek Tes Vav Mishnah Ches, that is that a dead body grabs four amos for tuma. We touched on this a little bit in the end of Maseches Nazir, Vitana Tuna, and we learned about that, Chotzer Hakever Ha'omi B'Sel Chatar, that if you have a courtyard that inside of it is a cave, Rashi explains, and inside of it is a dead body, so then when you're in the courtyard, then the halacha is that you'd be tar, despite the fact that the cave is inside that courtyard. Beisham is in the opinion that there needs to be a distance between the individual and the ma'ara of the kever for Amos. Beisil omrim arba tfachim. Beisil is lenient for four tfachim. Bamedvar ma'mum shepischal milamala. If the opening towards the courtyard to the kever is from above, in other words, the way in which you come first into the chatzer is from above and you jump into it. So then in such a case, even if the courtyard is only four tvachim, then it's considered a makum chashuv and you don't need a distance of four amos from the kever. To be a little bit more precise of what we had said earlier about Peishameh and Beis Hillel, four amos is four amos as the size of the chatzer, then it becomes a rishus by itself. According to Beis Hillel, even four tfachim, and Beis Hillel says you need to be able to jump from on top. But if it's from the side, so then it's four amos. And the Gemara will explain what the logic is in a moment. Ask Gemara, klape laya. To what direction are you speaking? And the rabbi, the opposite should be true. Minatzad, if you're coming, you're from the side, midarder. So then, in such a case, then it's a chotzer chashuv. Then you could argue, according to Beis Hillel, within four tvachim. However, milamal, if you're coming from the above, iefshe delo mahil, then you're going to be likely to be mahil on the kever, because you're not coming from the side. So then in such a case, even if it's chashuv, but at the end of the day, the chash of being mahil. That's when Beis Hillel agrees with Beis Shammai. There's only Pesach from above. That also only applies when you have a chatzer. So then the mechitzos help you because it shows you that there's one entity of the chatzer, explains Rashi on the left side, as well as in the area for the kever. But a regular maze would be for amos. We've gone from many different topics in Torah that makes today's daf a little bit of a difficult daf, and now we go back to the Mishnah on the bottom of Mem Gimel Amud Aleph, where they told those who had just got married, Mi'esha Sher Ires Isha, that they could go back from Milchama, and they won't join in the war. Tana Rabban Asher Ires, Echad Hamaris Es Habsula, Vechad Hamaris Es Almana, Vechad Shomeres Yava. This same halacha applies whether the fellow married a girl who hadn't been married before, whether she was a widow, or in a case of where he has a mitzvah to marry Yavama, then he also goes back. And now we make reference to halacha we had earlier. Vafilu chamisha achenu meis echon men memochama kulan chozrim. And the same applies if there are five brothers, and they find out that one of the brothers had been killed, and there was a mitzvah of Yibum, they all go back. Why? In this case, it's not the mother, as in Private Ryan, that you want the boys back for, but the wife of the deceased brother, that she will be able to do Yibum with one of all of the brothers. And as we explained earlier on Mem Gimel Amud Beis, somehow all of the brothers are considered Ishta. The Mishnah continues, Lo Lokach. The Pasuk tells us, we had spoken about a man who had done Erisin in the Mishnah, but had not taken his wife. Lo lekacha, the Pasuk says. Chazal darshin, lo lokach, is not said, but v'lo lekacha is said. Prat la'amona lekohen gadol, grusha v'chalutza lekohen hen, mamzer nesin l'Yisrael. Mas Yisrael mamzer ul'nesin. Somehow the word lekacha is coming to be memayit, Rashi explains. And though these are all marriages that are take effect, but are not halachically acceptable to remain married, and then he would not return for these averos. Says the Gemara, maybe it seems not to follow opinion Rabbi Yossi Agli. Rabbi Yossi Agli, ha'amar, ha'yorim ha'rach leva, zem misyari me'averos shebiyadav, that the one who returns are those who are afraid of averos. So this guy, anyhow, would have to return because he did avera by marrying, let's say, a mamzeres. Fiutim Rabbi Yossi Aglili. My answer is, we could answer, it's even going according to Rabbi Yossi Aglili. Kid Rabba, as Rabba had to us, you're not over the iser of marrying a mamzeres or any of the other iser mentioned above until bia. My time lo yikach mishum lo yichalal. Because the shayla is lo yishal mishum hachi in a local ad sheyivol. The Torah Kedosha describes the Isser as number one, lo yikach, but the Torah goes on, which would seem to say just don't get married, but rather it says, v'lo zaro ba'amav. So therefore, the Isser is the chilul. Chilul would be, as we know, is a product of bila, like we use the expression of chalala, is an offspring of an Isser bila. Tanu Rabban, asher bana, asher nota, asher ores. We learn from these psukim lib d'tar derech eretz shiv nadam bayis v'ita kerem v'achakach yisa isha. Ah, here is the makar for what the parents used to say: first, earn your own living, be self-sufficient, and then marry a woman. V'av Shlomo amar b'chach maso, and that's what Shlomo also said: hachem b'chutz ma'achdecha v'tidob asadalach achar uvanisa basecha. So the order is: work and then build a house. Hachim v'chutz ma'achdecha zeh bayis, v'atcha basadalach zeh kerem, achar uvanisa beisecha zo isha. It'll be interesting what the rabbeim have to say about this maimur chazal. Dover acher, hachim v'chutz ma'achdecha zeh mikra, v'atcha basadalach zeh mishnah, and atcha
refers to Mishnah. Now, why these are references to Mishnah, why this is a reference to Mikra is an interesting question. But now, Beischa Zeh Gemara refers to Gemara. Interesting to note over here, Rashi's definition of what qualifies as Gemara. Rashi says, Gemara is Lase Svara Lohavim B'tameh Mishnah V'halacha K'divremi. Gemara is not simply reading the Gemara. It's understanding the Svara, what we talk about, Iyun. What we're doing in Daf Yomi is to give the background to be able to also one day be Ma'ayin, to understand the rationale of the Mishnah, as well as to Paskin HaHalacha. That is why I am very opposed to those who say that Gemara is the job of a Rebbe for Gemara, is only to give skills to the Talmidim how to read the Gemara properly. Ikar of Gemara is Lahavin Svara, Lahavin Tamei Mishnah, Va'alacha Kedivrei Mi. And of course, my Talmidim also know I'm extremely opposed to bifurcation where Halacha is separated from the Gemara and Gemara is separated from the Halacha. And Baruch Hashem, now we get to show that this is a Rashi Mufurish on Mem Dalet Amud Aleph in Sota. How these words refer to these particular things. In other words, what do we see in the words Va'atadah, Besada as referring to Mishnah, and Binah Baischa as being Gemara? So that there is an Arichus in the Marasha. The basic idea that the Marasha says is that in order to build a house, you need to start with the basics, and that's the Torah. And that's a preparation for the Mishnah. And the Mishnah is a preparation for the Talmud, as the Gemara in Bava Metzia says. But the Marasha is not entirely clear of how that relates to particularly the Bayis, then the Sada, and after the Sada, the Isha. It would seem that the Isha being the Tachlis, according to the Marasha, the Tachlis is the Gemara, to understand the Svaris, not to simply memorize the information. And the first step that's necessary for that to be able to house the Isha and the family is the Bayis. Davar Acher HaChem B'chutz Melachtecha Zim Mikra U'Mishnah. Some say it refers to both Mikra U'Mishnah. V'adah B'Selachah Zeh Gemara. Acher U'Banischa Bayis Cha Elu Maisim Tovim. That's not complete. Gemara is not complete without good actions that follow. Rabbi Elazar ben Osher Rabbi Yosef Gliomer, Chim Bechutz Melachtecha Zeh Mikra U'Mishnah U'Gemar, V'atah B'Sadach Elu Mais Tovim, Achar U'Banim Beischa Drosh V'Kabel Schar. Very interesting that you should darshan and to elaborate more on the Gemara, that only happens after you have Mikra U'Mishnah Gemara, then Maisim Tovim, and then you'll be Zocha to be a Marmitz Torah in Klal Yisrael. V'Elohim Shein and Chozrin, Habone Beishar, Tani Im Hosef Bodimus, Acher Chozer. If he did more than just simply build a gate, he adds a row of bricks, and now, oh, I see, I read it as Acher, it's Echad. Hosebo Dimus Echad. If he adds a row of bricks, then that would be considered also building to a house. Now, that's an interesting question. What's the difference between adding a gate and adding another row of bricks? Rabbi Lezer Oimer, Af Habayin Bay Slovenian Bishoron Loy Chozer, Tana, Mepinesha Mechachin, also Parmaim. They used to constantly change the bricks in the Sharon area twice every 7 years. And there were some people who didn't even go in the first place. And that is someone who built his house and he had already begun living in it, but he was in the first year. How do we know it's a new wife? Almana Grusha Minayin. Not only in reg of psula, but amana grusha tamlam isha b'chol makom. If he's in his shona, so then in such a case he doesn't go to war. Imat tamlam isha chadasha. Why does it say isha chadasha, which would sound like only a psula? Misha chadasha lo, someone who's new to him. That's what the emphasis is, to exclude Yatzamachzer Grushasa Shein Chadasha Lo. And if he returns to the woman that he divorced and he remarries her before she remarries, then he would still go to war. Tan Rabban Lo Yatzah V'Tzava Yachol Batzava Hudu Lo Yatzah. Avo Yaspik Vayim Mazen V'Yitakin Adrachim. I might think that this guy who's in Shana Rishona doesn't go to war, but he's supposed to help out. Talmud Lomar V'Lo Yavar Lo V'Chol Dover. He shouldn't do anything within
The original case of Mishnah, he built a house, but he didn't inaugurate it at all. Not the Karn v'lochala aris yishu v'lochala tam lomar alav. Alav yatamavir. You don't have the guy who already began living in his house to do anything. But other people would, and that is the one who comes back, who built his house, but didn't move in yet. And Torah has two laws, lo yavar lo yatza, to tell us that there are two isurim for him to go out to war. The kolzman veis, in different times of our lives, we're supposed to be doing different things. Seven lines from the bottom, mem dalet amud alpha, new mission of Yeshua Shaitun Daber Elohim. Then the shotrim began speaking. Again, I encourage everybody to take a look at the psukim. Rabbi Kiva Amar Hayori Varach Levov Kimashmo, that they say, who is fearful? Pasha Pshat. Shein Yochel Amad B'Kishrei Mochamav Liros Cherev Shlufa. That means that they're scared of battle. Rabbi Yosef Gli Amar Yor V'Arach Lev Zeham Siyari Minat Avera Shebiyado. So we made references to Shita Rabbi Yosef Gli, that he's afraid of his Averas. Not the physical war, but he's afraid of the Averas. Fichach Tosel HaTaras Kol Elu Shiachsru Biglalan. The reason why we have everybody else go back, says Rabbi Yossi Aglili, the guy who got married, is that in order that the fellow who has Avera should not be embarrassed. No one will know why it is. Maybe he's building his house, not because of his Averis. Interesting take of Rabbi Yossi Aglili. So everybody else is just a hechitimtza to get the Bali Averos to leave. Rabbi Yossi Amar Amona Lekoin Godo Krusha V'chus Lekoin Hen Mamzeres Nesin Lisrael Bas Yisrael Mamzeres Nesin Harehu Ayarei V'rach Levav. Who is people that are scared? They're the ones who married the women that they weren't supposed to marry, then they're not supposed to marry, and they are the ones who have to go back as the Bali Averos. They used to put officers, the pasuk concludes, Berosham in the front, as well as Ubakevo. Akev, of course, means the heel in the back. What they would do is they would place strong ones, Lefneim, in front of them. That if someone fell in war, they would immediately pick them up. And afterwards, Vacherim, Meachoreim, they would put others who were also very strong. V'chashilim, shel barzel biyadein, and they would put arrows in their hand. V'kal mevakish lachzor ushus biyado, l'kapeach eshokav, that they allowed the ones who were behind to shoot sharp daggers at their feet, if for those who wanted to go run away. Shetchilas nisa nefila, because the beginning of running away is the beginning of failure. The Gemara is going to point out that really it's what we need to say is shetchilas nefila nisa. Deserters are the ones that make things the worst. Shneamar nas Yisrael fnei plishtim. As the pasuk described, we ran away from the plishtim. V'gam magefa gdola ha'saban. And also it says that there were many that fell in battle. When do we say all of these halachos of people that go back from war? That's from Mechemes Rishus. Mechemes Mitzvah. But when it comes to Mechemes Mitzvah, Kol Yoitzin, everybody goes out. Even if they just got married, even the Kala goes out. Rabbi Yehuda differentiates between Melchemes Mitzvah and Melchemes Chova. Now, these topics of Melchemes Mitzvah, Melchemes Rishus, Melchemes Mitzvah, Melchemes Chova are very, very large topics. Maybe we'll go through them for the halacha from the daily daf, but for now we'll just leave it as a translation. Asks the Gemara, my Ika ben Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yossi Aglili. We had mentioned both Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Yossi Aglili were of the opinion that there were Averos that we were concerned about. It was just that Rabbi Yossi had mentioned the Averos of marriage,
And Rabbi Yossi Aglili had mentioned general averis. Ika beinai averi derabbanan. Says the Gemara, the difference between them is averi derabbanan. In other words, that the opinion of Rabbi Yossi Aglili is that even on averos derabbanan they would go back. But Rabbi Yossi gave us examples that were all isurei daraisa. Kamana zahadasan yisach bein tefila tefila averi hi biyado v'chozar la mirachem melchama. We learn that someone who speaks between tefila and tefila. Tefila here does not mean davening, but means speaks between shel yad and shel rosh. He has to go back. That follows Rabbi Yossi Aglili. Matan alatan rabbanim shema kol kronos v'irtia hagefes trisim v'irtia tzichzuach charavos umayin shosan lo berkov choser. If you have individuals who show fear, you go back. And individuals also who, when they drink water, bow on their knees, they go back. Kaman, lema Rabbi Akiva, yivalor Rabbi Yossi Aglili. Maybe it's following Rabbi Akiva who emphasized the physical fear. Notice they got afraid from Kol Kronos, the sound of the blowing of horns. Says Gemara, filu Rabbi Yossi Aglili modem, shum nechsiv lo yimes levavo, achiv kilavavo. Rabbi Yossi Aglili does not disagree that if they are afraid, they go back, because Pasuk says, vo yimes levavo, achiv kilavavo, that they shouldn't cause other people to become fearful like themselves, and fear is contagious. As JFK said, Roosevelt said, there's nothing to fear than fear itself. Nothing to fear but fear itself. And therefore, fear can be contagious. And even Rabbi Yossi Aglili says, if someone's fearful, we don't want it to spread, even though the main reason to go back is due to averus. V'aykechalos ha-shotim. Hay mepnei shetchilas nisa nefila. Mepnei shetchilas nefila nisa. We put down the top line on Memdalet Amid Beis that the worst is deserting, and the beginning of falling, of losing a battle, is Nisa. So why does it say Shetchilas Nisa Nefila? Ema mipnei Shetchilas Nefila Nisa. The Gemara says you should change it around. B'medvar mamurim b'molchemes harishus. The only time people go back is molchemes harishus. Am Rabbi Yochanan Rishus derabbanan zuhi mitzvah derabbi Yehuda. The Rishus of the Rabbanan, that is considered a mitzvah according to Rabbi Yehuda. In other words, Rabbi Yehuda in our Mishnah said, Milchemes Mitzvah. So when we call Rishus the Rabban, that's a mitzvah according to Rabbi Yehuda. And Mitzvah de Rabbanon, Zuhi Chova de Rabbi Yehuda. The Mitzvah of a Rabbanon is a Chiyuv according to Rabbi Yehuda. And that's the Machlokis, that the Rabbanon talk about a mitzvah as a mitzvah de Oraisa, and Rabbi Yehuda talks about even a mitzvah de Rabbanon. What is this mitzvah de Rabbanon? So what it means is, those cases that the Rabbanan call a mitzvah, we don't mean a mitzvah mid Rabbanan. We mean a mitzvah, a melchemes mitzvah according to Rabbanan, is called melchemes chova according to Rabbi Yehuda. In contrast to the Rishus to Rabbanan, that's considered a mitzvah to Rabbi Yehuda. Now that requires more analysis. The Gemara gives us a couple examples. Amar Rav melchemes Yeshua, lekibush tivrei kol chov. Everybody agrees that the conquest of Yeshua was a chov. Mechemes based over the Ravcha Devera Kol Rishus. Mechemes based over that went all the way up to Syria, that's Rishus. Ki pligi, but there is a machlokis. Niute of the Kochavim to Lole Siela. If they have a mochama with Gentiles in order that they shouldn't come into Eretz Yisrael, Makar Le Mitzvah, Makar Rishus, Nafkamina Losik Be Mitzvah, Shepotim in a Mitzvah. So the Rabbanan call that a Rishus. And therefore, Rashi explains, we would say, Hosek Mitzvah would be Potter from Mitzvah, if it's going outside to prevent people from coming in. Where Yehuda says it's called a Mitzvah, and therefore, we would not say that if he has another Mitzvah, he should go do that. Rather, this is the first Mitzvah, and he should take care of that. Again, the Hagdara of Melchemes Rishus, Melchemes Chov is very, very fascinating. Of course, to this day, here in Arzenu Kedosha, it's a real topic. But we'll leave it for here right now. Hadron Allah, Meshuach Muhammad Bezer Hashem. We've been Zocha to finish the 8th parak of Sota together. Bezer Hashem, may we finish many, many more.